to the SJ Child Show. This episode is sponsored by Water and Body Basics. This is 3440 South, 5600 West, West Valley City, Utah. Mention SJ Childs today.
Hi, and welcome to the SJ Child Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs, and today I have an amazing guest clear across the globe, all the way from Iceland, and this is Einar Haraldsson. Einar is an actor, former police officer, and I'm sure many, many other amazing things. He's a father and a grandfather, and we're so excited to meet with you and get to know you today. Thank you for being here.
I'm honored to be on your show.
I am so excited to meet you. And thank you so much to Steve Joyner for hooking us up and being able to connect like this. This is, it's incredible to be able to go clear across the world, you know, in an afternoon and talk to one another. So it's such a pleasure. I'm really excited to hear about your story and just kind of what got you started into, you know, the life of acting.
Yeah, okay. I will start my, I started in the police force 1974. And I finished my last job on duty was 1993, actually. And I went to, when I was in police, I was Secretary General for International Police Association, Icelandic section, and I traveled around the world to see how the police are working. I was in with the LAPD for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was very, very interesting.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure the...
whole otherwise.
A lot, right? A lot of different different ways to strategize and deal with things, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there I my interest in acting started, actually.
Okay.
It's because most of the police officers there, they are bodyguards for celebrities.
Yes.
And I was with them, and I met many of the celebrities also while I was there. That's why they encouraged me to, why not take when you finish your job?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when I finished my job in acting in 93, I moved to Denmark.
Okay.
And I started there as a security guard and a bodyguard. I worked there until 2005. Then I came back, took school here with School of Arts in the acting. This was 2005. Then it started there then. Since then, I have been acting.
That's amazing. And tell me about some of the shows that you've been in.
Well, I have been in a few podcasts here. And then I have been in what do you call it, TV series here in Iceland. Yeah. And I've been in these 7 or 8 TV series. And some of them have been shown in the TV, and some of them will be shown this coming summer.
Wonderful.
And I've been in movies also.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, what's the transition? Can we here in America get the movies that you're in Iceland? Like, how do we go about doing that? What's the process?
Yeah, I think you can get it in YouTube or if it's there. But I'm not sure how
elsewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting, right? The you wouldn't even think about, because I mean, you go your everyday life, you're watching TV, you don't think about not being able to see what's on TV in another country.
Exactly. But yeah, I think if you go into the internet, you can search for the TV stations here in Iceland.
Yeah,
I know the people who live in America, Icelanders, they do that.
Yeah.
They are watching Icelandic movies and Icelandic TV series.
That's amazing. What is your favorite Kain, what was your favorite character that you've played?
I always played policeman.
Okay, that's convenient. You know that role well.
Yeah, they said you know that in and out, so why not?
That's great. That's great. Now, and then you can kind of almost be yourself, and it's like less acting, right? Because you're doing already what you know. I mean, they say do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, right? So that's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
I'm going now on Monday and Tuesday on sets.
Yeah.
The new TV series, which will be is taking here, called The Black Sands.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And then perhaps in America, movie there.
Wow, wonderful. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited for that. And of course, I'll have all the information here down in the description so everybody can check out, you know, all of these movies and TV series. Try to find them on YouTube if you can, right? And that's so exciting. And so I love that you're an actor. I love that you just kept continuing, you know, to find things that you love in your life.
Yeah.
How much support did you get from your family during all this? Like, what did that look like, your family support?
100% support.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. And I feel the same way about the way I've been moving forward in mine too. Just a lot of support and investment in time and effort. So that's so nice, isn't it?
Yeah, if you don't have any support from your family, then you should not do it.
So true.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, definitely.
But I am interested. My goal is to get into a TV series in the States.
Well, I think that, I mean, you're
my goal.
Building experience and, you know, that's amazing. So I don't see why that wouldn't be possible. Like, I think that's fantastic. Are there opportunities that you're looking for now that you, you know, like have, do you go and apply or do you have an agent that does that for you? How do you go through that?
I'm hoping that Stephen will do that.
Yeah.
And I have applied for example, NCIS Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
They have got my resume.
Wow.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. And they film in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. That's really cool. I like that. I just recently did another interview with another actress and she told me about, you know, looking for groups that have casting calls. And I never thought about that. I've never done any acting, but my daughter loves to, and she's been doing, we got her into acting when she was 3. Just thought this would be a great way to build confidence, you know, and some self-empowerment.
Yeah.
And it sure did. So that's been amazing. But yeah, so now I see that, you know, there are some groups on Facebook where you can kind of go and look for casting calls to be an extra maybe in a movie or something.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's the best way to get started? What do you recommend?
At least this is the, if you don't have any agent or not, that's the only way you can do. But they are also announcing their, like you said, casting call for this and this TV series and movies. Good. And that. So.
That's great.
Important to have an agent.
Yeah, definitely. Right. They can help you get so many more connections that way.
Yeah.
And kind of be almost like, you know, have your back and say, you know, I trust this person. This person has, you know, by my name or whatever, you know, I recommend them. So, yeah, I agree that that is such an important step to take.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What do you think for older adults? I mean, I'm so proud of you, in other words to say, that you just didn't decide to just, you know, retire and just sit back and, you know, whatever. And I like that you just kept yourself busy and things. So do you that? Is that just something that you do in your family personally?
No, this is my passion. It's my passion to be an actor. And when I was in the school, I asked them, do you think I'm old, too old for it? They said, no, absolutely not. No. You're the best age.
You so, listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I was their father in the in the school.
Yeah,
they
that's
always
great.
Came to me to get advice.
Yeah, definitely. And that's so nice too, because you have experience, you know, you could probably even in the scenes, probably were you able to help shape some of those things with your experience as a police officer?
Yeah.
That's
sweet. When I was in one serie called Stella Blomqvist, it's a crimi, and I was the police there, detective, and they said to me, why didn't you tell us that you were a police before?
They didn't even know?
I said, didn't you see it on me?
That is so funny. That is funny. Well, yeah, I bet that they were surprised that you did such a great job then, if they hadn't even known, right? And so,
yeah,
that's exciting.
If I haven't done a good job in the movies, they wouldn't contact me and ask me to be in this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's so exciting. And I'm looking forward to seeing what projects are going to be coming out. And if you come to the States, I mean, for sure, obviously you might be a little bit far away, but we can, you know, we can connect again like this and catch up for sure. That's so exciting. Is there a website, or do you have a Facebook page, or are you on social media? How can we find you?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, and we're friends. So definitely I will.
Yeah.
I'll put that on there for anyone who is interested in finding out more about Enar Haraldsson and his experience as not only a police officer, but as also I love acting as a police officer. And that's so cool to bring all of those passions into one, you know, one thing together. What do you like to do maybe on your off time? Are there any hobbies that you enjoy?
My hobbies are only with my family. I go out with my wife, dinner, and we go in the mall.
I love it.
Walk around meeting our grandkids.
Oh, that's great. How long have you guys been married?
We have been married for 14 years.
Oh, wonderful. That's fantastic. My husband and I have been married for 12 years and together for 17. So it's so nice to have your best friend around to do things.
Yeah.
I agree.
We are happily married. So
I love that. That's fantastic. Me too. I think that's fantastic. Well, I just love your spirit, and I'm so excited that we got to connect like this. I'm looking forward to seeing these TV series and the shows and watching you, you know, do your stuff on screen and really
be famous.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to that too. I'll have to get an autograph, send you some, you know.
Oh.
Well, send me a digital autograph. There. No, that's funny. Thank you so much for meeting with me today, for coming onto the show. Is there any great advice that you want to give my listeners? You know, you're older, you're wise and have life experience. What's some wise words that you could give to us today?
Maybe I'm older, but maybe not so wise. I don't know.
I think you are.
But if stay calm, be yourself, be happy, never regret what you're doing.
I love that. I think those are really powerful words. And stay true to yourself. I couldn't agree more. So thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I really appreciate you being here with me today. I'll make sure, like I said, to have all of those links down in the description so we can find out more about you and about your shows. And we will catch up with you maybe, and let's, you know, schedule another time to catch back up and do a follow-up and see how things are going.
It would be a great pleasure.
I would love that too. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you.